Stage Dramas present Pistols at 20 Paces. This week's front page drama, Pistols at 20 Paces, is a dramatization of another of the colorful and dramatic stories to be found in Tales of the California Gold Trail. It's an authentic history of the early days of the great California gold rush of 49, written by Judge J.W. Pitt, 81-year-old pioneer, one of the few remaining survivors of those stirring times. Tales of the California Gold Trail is a colorful history filled with all the drama, romance, and tragedy of the days when gold beckoned the adventurers. It began last Sunday and continues in this Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the nation's reading habit, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. In the gold camp at Sonora, two of the most prominent citizens were two old fire-eating soldiers called the Colonel and the Major, respectively. Both were rather distant toward each other. Not enemies, perhaps, but by no means fast friends. They addressed each other politely but coldly. And the same cool deference shown one to the other was the rule for the rest of the camp's inhabitants. No one took liberties or became unduly familiar with either the Colonel or the Major. Such a course meant only trouble. What started the differences between them, nobody ever found out. But they became involved in a very bitter argument. And one afternoon, the Colonel strode angrily into the office of one of the camp's two doctors.
Well, good afternoon, Colonel. What can I do for you?
You can do me a great favor, Doctor. Tomorrow morning at sunrise, I'm going to rid this earth of a no-account skunk. And I want you to be present as my second in medical attendance. Not that I am going to need you as the latter, but a duel is a duel, and you've got to observe all the formalities.
Wait a minute now. Hold on, Colonel. Not so fast. What's this all about?
A duel, that's what it is. I'm aiming to put a bullet right into the black heart of that no-account critter that masquerades around here as a Major. It's pistols at 20 paces at dawn tomorrow. Now, sir, will you honor me with your presence as second in medical attendance?
Why, I'd be glad to, Colonel. Only isn't there any other way to settle your difference with the Major?
Sir, there's only one way to settle this affair. It's a question of honor, sir. And my family's honor has remained unsullied through five generations. And by the Lord Harry, I mean to defend it now. Will you accept the call, sir?
Yes, Colonel. I accept.
Thank you, sir. You are a gentleman. I shall expect you at sunrise at Woods Gulch, sir.
I'll be there, Colonel.
Thank you again. And good day, sir.
Hello there, John. Enjoying a quiet laugh?
Yes, I just had a visit from the old war horse.
Oh, I was on the way down to see you. I caught a glimpse of him coming out, so I hid until he'd gone. You see, I'm mixed up in this feud, too.
What? You mean you had a call from the Major?
Right, you are.
It's a question of my honor, sir. No man living can question the honor of me.
Well, Bob, did you accept?
Oh, I had to. You know how those old fire eaters are. Can't cross them. So I accepted, and when I saw the colonel paying you a visit, I guessed you were being drafted as second and medical attendant, so, well, I thought I'd come over here and see how we could fix it up.
I don't know how. If we're set and determined to go through with it, even if it means bloodshed or worse, or death. But there must be some way to stop it.
Yes, and it's up to us to find it.
News of the forthcoming duel spread rapidly and caused no end of excitement in the camp. The men rather enjoyed the prospect of seeing these two gallant gladiators meeting on the field of honor. But to many of the women in the camp, it was a brutal, cold-blooded, senseless spectacle, and they deputized two of the women to call upon the sheriff.
Sheriff, we're here to represent the women of Sonora to protest against the staging of this duel in the morning between the colonel and the major.
Yes, Sheriff.
As chief peace officer, it's your sworn duty to stop this senseless killing. It's your duty to keep the peace and uphold the law. Now, just what do you intend to do?
Just what you say is my duty, ma'am.
Good. Then you're going to stop the duel.
No, ma'am. No. Not by Dr. Stern's side.
Oh, but you just said you intended to do your duty of preserving peace and upholding the law.
Well, I did that, sure. But I must remind you, ladies, there ain't no law here against dueling.
Nonsense, Sheriff. There's a law against murder, isn't there?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, it sure is. There sure is a law against murder, but dueling ain't murder.
My soul and body, Sheriff. You mean to sit there and tell us if one man shoots another one dead, it isn't murder?
Well, now that just depends on the circumstances, ma'am. You see, in this case, one man is aiming a pistol at another man who's aiming a pistol at him. Why, they're just shooting in self-defense, ma'am. And shooting in self-defense ain't really murder.
Oh, well, I never. That's a fine way to interpret the law.
Furthermore, ma'am, it's quite liable that neither one of these fellows will get killed. One might just nick the other. And it's more than likely they'll both miss.
Tell me, are you or are you not sworn to preserve the peace?
I calculate I am, ma'am.
Then firing pistols is disturbing the peace.
No, ma'am, it ain't. Well, that is, not if they go beyond the limits of the township. And if they don't hold any unlawful assembly or cause to or incite riot or rebellion against the duly constituted authorities, agencies, or officers of the law.
And that's your idea of the law.
It ain't only my idea, ma'am. It is the law. It's the law as best I can read it.
Then you are determined to sit here and do nothing. Just let this unwarranted killing go on undisturbed.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, I ain't going to do nothing. I'm aiming to be right there to see everything is carried out in a quiet and orderly fashion.
Come along, Alice. We're just wasting our time talking to him. We'll go see the judge.
Yes. And remember, Sheriff, you haven't heard the last of this. The women of this town are aroused, and we might take more drastic action.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I reckon you will, and I expect it'll be a right pretty sight. Good afternoon to you all, and thanks for the call.
Apparently, the strong protests of the women of Sonora had no more effect upon the judge than it did upon the sheriff. For just as dawn broke over the hills, a little gathering of men met at the appointed place for the duel. The two austere duelists glared at each other in outraged dignity. The seconds withdrew to examine the pistols, and after a lengthy wait, returned and took their places. At last, all was ready.
Now, gentlemen, you thoroughly understand the rules. Stand back to back. Good. That's it. No peeking now. Now you march off 20 paces and turn, and I start to count three. On the third count, you're fired. Are you ready, gentlemen?
I'm ready, sir. Yes, I'm ready.
Ready? March. One, two, three.
Look, the colonel got him. Must have plugged the major right in the heart.
Yeah, it sure did. He fell flat in the face.
Yeah, there he is.
Colonel, sure is a good eye and a light trigger finger.
Oh,
boys, look at that.
Boys, bring up that stretcher and get the major. Here now. Yeah. Carry him easy, boys. Oh, Doc. Doc, take care of your man.
My honor is vindicated. I leave the field of honor without regret. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. All right, my hall.
Well, you've got him all right, Colonel. Dead as a mackerel.
Put him down here, boys.
All right, now take it easy.
Gently,
give
me a hand. Gently now,
gently. That's it.
Yeah, that's
Watch
it.
Watch out for his head,
there. Oh, he's all right there now. Bob, give me that bottle of brandy out of my
brandy out of the kit there.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, thanks. Now raise his head gently. Yeah, right, a little bit more. That's it. Oh, he's still alive.
I'll say he is. Bust my britches. Look at him guzzle that brandy.
Quiet, please. Remove his clothes, boys. I must examine the wound.
All right, give him a hand there. Right you are, Doc. Unbutton that shirt there. That's it. Well, I don't see no blood.
Yeah, but he's opening his eyes.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say something.
Yeah. Hey, boys, easy. Take it off his hand.
Yeah, easy there now. He's dying.
Brandy, boy.
friend.
Hear that? He's calling for brandy.
I'm dying.
Well, give him another swig from the bottle, Doc.
Yes.
Give him another swig.
Yeah, yes, here it is. Yeah. Pulse is slowly returning. Yeah. Now, wait. Easy with his shirt, boys. Easy.
Pulse is returning, huh?
Yep.
My doggone, Doc. Where's he been hit? I can't see any blood.
Easy, boys, easy. He's going to say something.
I'm dying, boy. Tell the folks I died on the field of honor.
Are those absolutely your last words, Mason? Nothing more we can do for you?
That is all.
Then you can get up and get dressed. Come on, boy. Come back.
Come back here and dress my wound.
Never mind your wound. You dress yourself. You're as sound as a dollar. Those pistols have blanks in them.
While the two old fire-eating soldiers had been busy hurling killing looks at each other, they had failed to notice the seconds had spent an unusually long time examining the pistol. For not wanting to see either of the old codgers hurt, the doctors had removed the leaden bullets from the pistols and replaced them with harmless blanks. But the major's feelings were hurt, if his body wasn't, and dueling was a touchy subject with him forever after. You have just heard the front page drama entitled Pistols at 20 Paces, a dramatization of one in a series of authentic stories of the California Gold Rush of 49. These thrilling, romantic, and colorful stories are part of the history of the discovery of gold in California, entitled Tales of the California Gold Trail, written by Judge J.W. Pitt, 81-year-old pioneer, and one of the few remaining survivors of the old 49ers. Don't miss this splendid historical feature in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine that is read by more people than any other publication in the world. The American Weekly is the nation's reading habit and comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Page Dramas present Unsung Heroes. This week's Front Page Drama, Unsung Heroes, is a dramatization of one in a series of heroic incidents portrayed in a feature article entitled Men Who Made Delivering Milk a Hero's Job, to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. To many people, the early morning clip-clop of the milk wagon is the theme song of the dullest occupation on earth. But hundreds of milkmen have proven that the seeming